Blog Talk Radio. Now I can see, now I can breathe, now I can feel the light inside of me. I'm not afraid, I'm not alone, I'm not ashamed of where I came from. I'm not the girl I used to be. Now I can see, now I can breathe, now I can feel the light inside of me.
Welcome in to another edition of SmackDown Rebellion presented by WrestleZone Radio. You can check us out on iTunes. You can check us out also on SoundCloud, on iTunes, though, if you want. Rate, review, subscribe. Give us a five-star review if you like what you hear. You can also check us out on WrestleZone.com. There you'll see the WZ Radio tab and see all the content that we have here at WrestleZone Radio. You can also check out WrestleZone on Twitter at WrestleZone.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at JJansen34. The go-home show for Backlash. Heard some negative things about it. It wasn't the best show. I think SmackDown's done better. But nonetheless, WWE Backlash is this Sunday. I'm going, by the way. So I'm very excited for it because it's the first WWE pay-per-view I've ever been to. But it just didn't feel like a show that got me excited if I wasn't going to the show. I mean, why would I want to watch this pay-per-view? It's been booked, not booked as a B show, but it's not really been booked as the better show of the two, of SmackDown and Raw. It's the first ever exclusive SmackDown pay-per-view since the brand split. I think they should have done a lot more to get the interest of the audience, but I don't know if they did. Let me know. Let me know if you are interested in Backlash this weekend. Because this show, there's a couple things to talk about, a couple interesting points that we could go over. But mainly, I think it's just going to be discussion of whether or not Backlash is going to be good and what you're looking forward to with Backlash. You can call into the show, 646-716-5344. Again, 646-716-5344. Or on Twitter, use the hashtag SDRebellion for your comments or questions to be read on the air. But I'm going to go to the first caller, area code 240. Area code 240, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Lupin. Hello. From Maryland. Lupin
from Maryland.
Lupin, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. Now, SmackDown, I've been hearing negative things from the show, and I will admit it wasn't the best, but are you going to sit down and are you excited for WWE Backlash on Sunday?
Yes, I am excited for Backlash on Sunday. Even though this episode of SmackDown did nothing to excite me.
So what is exciting you then? That's what I want to know. What is it about Backlash that is exciting you the most?
AJ Styles.
Okay. Just to see him maybe with the title and get his first title run in the WWE?
Yep, definitely. Not really excited for Ambrose side of it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Disappointed.
Yeah, I think so. I've been too a little bit. But I think he did good tonight. His little segments that he had throughout the show. And then at the end with AJ Styles, I think they could have done more again, because this is the main event of the first ever exclusive SmackDown pay-per-view since the brand split. So I think they should have done a little bit more, but I mean, it was good. I'm more excited. I'm with you. I think AJ Styles has, if not been the best in WWE, since he's been here, he's been one of the best. He's been very good, and especially recently, too, in SummerSlam. So, I mean, is it exciting to you at all that this is just the first SmackDown pay-per-view that we're getting? Is that also adding to the excitement of, well, this is part of the unknown? We haven't seen a SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view yet.
Yeah, make the brand split and the way things are going to be now are more real. Time to get used to a pay-per-view every other week.
Right, right. And I think that's part of the excitement is just the unknown and that we haven't seen this yet. It's been a while since there have been – I don't know if there really have ever been exclusive pay-per-views. I think there were some. But, I mean, we're getting an exclusive pay-per-view here and just on the WWE Network. So – maybe it's 3 hours still. I don't know. I don't know. I think that's part of the excitement is how long this is going to be, what the show is going to be like, and if a SmackDown pay-per-view is going to stack up against a Raw pay-per-view. Who knows? And I think that's part of the excitement.
Well, one thing I can say that ever since the draft split, everybody admits that Raw just had a more stacked roster. But over the last few weeks, SmackDown seems to be doing way better than Raw with the little that they do have.
Right, and I think they're doing a good job of building some of the characters that they do have. Because Raw, it's a lot of building the main event, and it's just been that's been the excitement of Raw. SmackDown, the best part of the show is usually halfway through or in the middle of it when we're getting like the women's tag match. I thought that was good. I mean, I thought that was something that got me a little excited for the six-pack challenge. And the stuff that's going on with the tag team tournament, too, that stuff is great. With Heath Slater and American Alpha going for the finals, that stuff is fun. They're building these new characters, and we're starting to get excited for that. And it gives us something to watch for. And then also the main event, you got AJ Styles in there and Dean Ambrose as well. I know there are still fans of Dean Ambrose, but AJ Styles has been the best recently, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. I just realized there was actually one thing that did happen on tonight's SmackDown that did get me excited. It was heel turn.
Yeah, they were impressive. They were very impressive. What did you like about the heel turn, though? Was it the segment after when they were talking to Renee? Because I think that's when I was sold on it.
Well, I thought it was just about time to – they realized that they weren't, they got as high as they could at baby faces, and now it's time to change it up. But I love the out they gave American Alpha. Because I'm really rooting for Heath Slater. And if they lose, they have the whole Gable was injured excuse.
They do, and that's a good point. They have that excuse. And Lupin, got some more callers. Thanks for calling in, though. Always a great call, and always great talking to you.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
But he makes a good point there. They have an out. You know, they could possibly give this to Heath Slater and Rhino, and because Chad Gable, his knee is damaged. Obviously not. Storyline. But still, you know, that's fun. I like it. They've also done this, I think, with American Alpha and NXT. I want to say when they won their titles, Chad Gable had a storyline knee injury, and they played that pretty much throughout the match with the Revival. And that was good. So they may be sticking with that formula. American Alpha coming out on top with the odds stacked against them, injured, battered. Who knows? That's a good point, though, because this Heath Slater Rhino thing, it's gone this far. And that might be the most interesting part of WWE Backlash. The crowd loves Heath Slater and Rhino. Absolutely love Heath Slater and Rhino. And I do, too. And I think most of the people are reacting very positively to what they're doing with Slater and Rhino. So do they get him that far and then they fall off and we continue the free agent story of Heath Slater? Or do they put the title on American Alpha right now? Area code 443. Area code 443. What's your name and where are you calling from?
James calling from Baltimore.
James?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, James. WWE Backlash this Sunday, first SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view since the brand split. Are you excited at all for this pay-per-view?
I'm very excited for one match in particular, and that is the women's six-pack.
Now, why does that have you excited?
First off, it's historic. It's never been done before. And I feel like, I was just reading the form a minute ago, and someone said they wish that SmackDown had more mid-card talent. And I couldn't agree more. I like the fact that the tag division, the women's division, has gotten to shine as much as they have. And I look at every single female, and all of them have gotten an equal chance. I mean, I miss Eva Marie right now. I know she's away, because of the whole 30-day thing. But right now, you've got Carmella showing a lot of aggression, and talking smack has been great for her and Nikki Bella, who will have an amazing feud, just like The Miz, who cut a promo. That's been an amazing thing. Naomi has a new entrance. She's showing some creativity. Of course, she's better as a heel and should never touch the title without being a heel. And then Natalya is great as a heel right now, too. It's nice to have something fresh for her, like the Usos. But, of course, it's about the new era, so I kind of feel like it has to be, if they don't want to go with the short thing, Becky Lynch, which I think is better to save her for WrestleMania, it has to be Alexa Bliss, because these kind of matches, you got to remember, are right up the alley of a heel winning. A heel is more likely to walk out. I mean, it reminds me of Kurt Angle when no one thought that he would win the six-man Hell in a Cell. Everyone was looking at The Rock and Stone Cold and the veterans, and then he snuck out of there with that thing. I think Alexa's going to do that this Sunday. I'm really hoping she does, and it's just the way to go to me, while we're in the fall and winter season.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the woman six-pack challenge, because I think that's going to be good. I like the segment and the match they had tonight. And for all of the issues about depth in the women's division, I'm starting to like it. I think Carmella is going to be good. She's not connecting with the crowd yet, but it just happened. Yeah. The heel turn just happened. Give her some time. I think she'll be good. Like you said, I like the aggression she has shown, especially towards Nikki Bella and attacking the neck. I think that's been great. So eventually in time, Carmella is going to be a player in the women's division for the title. Alexa Bliss, I think you're right. She's one I think that is ready to go. That could, if she had the women's title, she would be a good champion. And she's a good heel, too. And you're right. This is usually a good moment, because there's so many things going on that the heel is able to come out with a sneaky win. And that's an easy way to get some heat on somebody. And also Becky Lynch not looking, if she was the one to be pinned or the one to be submitted or the one to fall, that, it's, something happened and, you can't totally blame it on Becky Lynch. But I think it just depends, maybe, what they do with American Alpha and the tag team tournament. If we get American Alpha as champions, I would maybe like to see kind of a weird finish with the six-pack challenge, like you said, with Alexa Bliss winning. One of them, though, I would like to see at least a definitive champion. Like American Alpha, they to me are a champion and are going to be tag team champions, if not Backlash, somewhere down the road, somewhere soon. But I would like to see definitive champion, and that's either Becky Lynch or American Alpha. Now, if they don't give the title to Becky Lynch and they give it to Alexa Bliss or some others, then I would like to see American Alpha win. But if they have Heath Slater and Rhino win, then maybe I'd like to see a kind of a weird finish with the women's six-pack challenge. So, because if you have two of those weird finishes and we kind of have two champions that we don't deem as like these really strong champions, then I think the show loses a little bit. We have to have a champion that we think is a legit, this is the best tag team, or this is the best women's wrestler. I think you got to do that at some point. But I'm glad you talked about the six-pack challenge, because I think this is one, and you said it's the mid-card. Everybody talks about the mid-card of SmackDown. It needs to get stronger. Well, the strongest part of it is going to be the women's division. I think that's a good thing, or at least part of the women's division. And then you can maybe have a main event at some point if it ever gets to that. But right now they are one of the strongest parts of the mid card, and I hope it continues to get better. And I think that's kind of the point you were getting to too, wasn't it?
Yes, Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, right now, honestly, The Miz is amazing, too. You talk about great, you know, great champions. I think he's really doing well right now. I don't want to see the IFC title leave him. And Carmella has a sick submission. I love that today. And I'm glad, you know, you saw it just like I did with the tag titles, because I was looking at, okay, American Alpha wins, their faces, she's a heel, she wins and takes that. You know, but I think Heath needs to get this close with all this momentum. And he has momentum going, the free agent T-shirt and all that stuff. His kids were at ringside. That was fun. So just to have the audience go, man, when it's just ripped from under him this Sunday, that would just be amazing. And you just keep going with it and going with it.
Yeah, I think it would be good to see that too, because it's just to keep seeing Heath Slater lose and lose and lose, that would be just be like, all right, we're seeing the same thing over and over again. But if he was also to win, we kind of lose that story. It's not, you know, this Slater keeps trying, and this is, he's almost at the top. He is there. He's almost going to be at the top, be the tag team champion, and then have it all just taken away right away as soon as American Alpha, when they defeat him, if they do. I think that could be great. He gets all the way to the top and gets knocked back down again. We have to see him climb his way back up. I think that's a very good point. I could see that happening. I was thinking that they would go that way, and I think they're going to.
And then you got to get the other callers. I'm going to put this out there to you, because I kind of had this in my back pocket, in my head.
Okay.
You got to have Heath Slater go at least to January being, you know, a free agent, because wouldn't it be just amazing for him to be in a position where it's like, okay, Heath, look, you go into the Royal Rumble is entrant number one, and if you win the whole thing, you get a contract, and then they tease him in the final four. Maybe that's a little too far, but I could see that.
Right, yeah, I think that might be a little too far, but I get your point. There could be a bigger payoff down the road. I think that's where you're getting at. There's a bigger payoff down the road, and this would be too soon. But exactly. Thanks for the call, though. Points, and I love that you brought up the six pack challenge. So very good. Yeah, I think there's a bigger payoff with the Heath Slater stuff. I mean, if it happened at Backlash, that could be something that could help the pay-per-view. You know, again, it's the first SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view since the brand split. So they need something interesting to happen. Because if this show is bad, then I think people are for the next couple of SmackDown pay-per-views, are going to be like, well, do I really want to watch this? Or at least, do I really want to watch this live? Is this something that important? So that could be something. Having Heath Slater and Rhino win, that could be something. But James made a good point. There could be a bigger payoff down the road. I don't know if I'd go as far as the Royal Rumble and being in the final four, because then I think you're taking – I don't think it makes the Royal Rumble legitimate when you have Heath Slater in your final four. But still, he has a great point. There's a bigger payoff down the road. If you want to call in, though, get your comments and questions in on the air, 646-716-5344. And apparently American Alpha is out. I'm just getting tweets. This might be from Talking Smack. I'm not sure. But breaking news, Shane McMahon says American Alpha is out for Backlash due to Gable's injury. So what does this mean? This now completely is a twist in what could happen in Backlash. Does Heath Slater and Rhino get the titles right away? Are they now automatically the champions? Or are they going to have another team come in and fight? Maybe the Usos. And that'd be a good way to get even more heat on the Usos. Who knows? Well, this just got interesting with what's going on in the tag team tournament. I've been thinking, though, before I go to the callers, I got two waiting. Before I get to them, should I do this show after Talking Smack? I've gotten some feedback, and I feel like Talking Smack, people want to watch it. Diehard fans want to watch it. I get that. So let me know, either on Twitter or on here. Let me know. Should I do this after Talking Smack? Just want to get some feedback from everyone. But area code 203, area code 203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Mark from Connecticut.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, man. So what I wanted to talk about was I'm a little lukewarm on Backlash for a couple reasons. one, and my major reason is I'm really down on Dean Ambrose overall. Big AJ fan, but I just think what Dean has brought to the table this title run is just very weak. He's come off as, you know, everything's a big joke. He's supposed to be the lunatic fringe, and everything is comedy, and mannerism in the ring are comedy. And today, the promo in the ring, quite frankly, for a build-up to a major pay-per-view event, it was really came off very weak. And Ambrose really came off as very childish, and it didn't have the serious main event superstar vibe. If you just think about the build for Cena and AJ, and now you see this, it almost doesn't even look like they're on the same playing field. It's very odd to me.
Yeah, and it's crazy because AJ Styles and John Cena, you're right, the build up to that, it was big. It was almost like it was being billed as a main event, and we were getting this special moment happening at SummerSlam, and then they had a fantastic match too. But with Dean Ambrose, it doesn't feel like a main event. I think AJ Styles looks like a main event and has been acting like a main event player. Dean Ambrose hasn't, though. I almost have to agree with you on that. I have not been impressed at all with Dean Ambrose.
No, I really think it's a disgrace for the title. I mean, there's a place for comedy in the show. I think we all agree with that. But I think your world title program, that has to have some seriousness, right? You're fighting for that biggest trophy, not the pun on tonight. And it's just, it's not serious. It's a big joke. I mean, the guy gave him a bowling trophy tonight as the go-home for the first ever SmackDown pay-per-view and what is going to be the main event. It's lame.
Right. And I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. It almost seems like it's just too silly. I get he's a lunatic and he's supposed to be crazy, but it's not crazy at this point. It's just silly. He's just doing dumb stuff. And at some point, the lunatic has got to be crazy. You got to sometimes attack people out of nowhere. You got to be – I think the right way to do it – there's – two sides, I think, of being a lunatic here that they could have done. One is what they're doing, the silly side. The other one is just this really aggressive dude that's just going to attack people out of nowhere. He's a lunatic. You say something wrong to him, he's going to hit you. You know, I think that's the part of the lunatic side that we need to see, and we haven't yet. And they, I mean, there's been plenty of chances for them to do it in the past, but this is, I think, a good time to do it. And it's also, I think, I want to ask you this, since you're kind of off the Dean Ambrose train at this point. Was SummerSlam, was the match, did that kind of start it? Was it, I mean, because I know the past couple of weeks it hasn't been good. It's been really silly. But to me, I think my kind of negative reaction towards Ambrose kind of started at SummerSlam when we saw a pretty average match between him and Dean Ambrose. Or a Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose.
I thought Dolph really carried the build to that match with his promos and his passion and his aggressiveness. I thought he did great. I was actually at SummerSlam, and the match was very, very lackluster. If you were there, even if you see it on TV, a lot of Dolph's mannerism in the ring. When he pinned Dolph and he kind of called the referee over, and it was nonchalant. I mean, it just – everything is just it's just everything seems very lackadaisical and not important and not serious. And I think it came to a head for me there. I think overall, I just don't like the way the character has gone. And I'm not going to blame it all on the way it's being written. I think a lot of it really is Dean doing that. But what I think AJ is going to win this title. And I think he needs to. And he'll probably, you know, finish off the program a little bit with Dean later on, but I think we're probably getting down the road to, you know, a Randy Orton, AJ Styles program, which will be more serious. You'll have more star power, and I think that'll be a great program for the, you know, the world title for SmackDown.
It could be. Randy Orton, I think the winner of Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, probably the number one contender moving forward. We could see a rematch between him and Dean Ambrose. AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose, if Styles wins the title. But I agree with you. AJ Styles, the best thing for this show right now is AJ Styles as champion. Because he, again, has been and acted like a main event player since SmackDown started, since SmackDown Live began. He's been the guy, I think, that has really led the way on this show. John Cena as well, and Randy Orton doing well, too. But AJ Styles has stood out to me. I mean, he's done really well. And especially with this, he's keeping the armband on of John Cena. I mean, it's just, it's really good stuff from AJ. And I think the best thing for SmackDown right now would be for him to be champion.
Yeah. And one more thing, and I'll let you go to the other callers. The only thing I do worry about these brand-specific pay-per-views and specifically SmackDown, even though they've done a good job building characters, is star power. There's just not a lot of star power on these pay-per-views. You're missing that element. I think this is a lot of wrestling to watch in a given week. And the fact that that to get people to watch that extra 2 hours – I think you're really missing that big box appeal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good point. And thanks for calling in. That was a good call. Thank you. But, I mean, that's a good point. There is – I mean, when John Cena comes back, that again, whatever you want to say about John Cena, I know the people hate him. All the wrestling marks, you can hate or love whoever you want. But John Cena is still a main event guy. He's still, to me, one of the top guys in WWE and can easily be in the main event whenever he wants. And we're going to watch it because John Cena is a polarizing figure at this point. So when he comes back, that adds another piece into this, especially if AJ Styles wins. AJ Styles and John Cena for the title? I'm watching that pay-per-view. But, yeah, the main event, I mean, Dean Ambrose has just not been good. And if he has been, this is a good pay-per-view. Because Dean Ambrose, I mean, if booked right or if done right, this could have been a really fun match, an interesting match that we could have gotten excited for. It still could be good. And I think that's what we got to remember, too. This still could be good. Even though the build-up, you may not have liked it, or Dean Ambrose hasn't been good, it could all change at Backlash. We could get a 25-minute, five-star match from Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles, and this all changes. But for now, it hasn't been good. For now, it does look like the main event is lacking a little bit. Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt going at it, they could be number one contenders after this. When John Cena comes back, who knows what his role is going to be. And who knows, anything can happen with Curt Hawkins. At this point, do I think he's a champion? No. But you never know what's going to happen. I like the stuff so far, the fact stuff. It's great. He's going to be on SmackDown next week. So he'll be there after WWE Backlash and be on that SmackDown in Philadelphia, my hometown, by the way. But area code 856. Area code 856. What's your name and where are you calling from?
What's up, man? It's Kenny from Florida.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm gonna talk some good and some bad.
Okay.
You mentioned the women's match, which was a good match. I liked it. It gives you anticipation for the title match on Sunday. What I didn't like was Carmella. I think she was extremely sloppy. If you notice, there was like not a sunset flip, but she was like holding the rope, and Alexa Bliss was supposed to kind of like roll her and like cover her, and like I guess either she didn't, it seemed like she didn't remember the spot, or something went wrong. It just looked weird. And then the part in the match where Becky Lynch, she banged into Nikki Bella, and then they went for the tag spot. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Sometimes when you have these matches, it gets a little chaotic, and sometimes it's not done right. And when it's out of sync, then everybody's out of sync. When one person is, at least, everybody else then in turn gets out of sync. So, she may have been sloppy, and sometimes in NXT too, she didn't look that great I think she's looked better recently. But I think give Carmella some time. I really do think it's a good character. And she's very outgoing, and it could work either as a heel or babyface if they ever go back to that. But, I mean, it's going to take a while because now Carmella's turning heel. This is her first week or second week, I think, as a heel. It's going to take some time for us either to get used to it or for something to happen to where we now have heat with her and we don't like her. I mean, she's talented. I think there's something there with Carmella, and in some time, she could be good. So, I mean, to your point, I don't think she wins the title at all anytime soon. There are other women like Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Alexa Bliss that I think could have the title right now and would be great champions. But in time, I think Carmella is going to be good.
I understand. Like, I mean, I like her. She's okay. She's still got, for me personally, she's still got some kinks to work out. But I do the best part of her right now to me is that finishing move. I like that finishing move. That's dope. I like that.
It's really good, and especially against Nikki Bella when she does it on her neck. I mean, it's great. It's an awesome finish.
Exactly. That's a perfect move right now with the storyline she's in. But I have a question for you and a theory. Considering that SmackDown kind of lacks main event depth, do you think that Sunday would be a good time for Dolph Ziggler to get the Intercontinental title and let him kind of run the mid card and kind of give Miz a push to the main event? Because, I mean, we discussed this last week. He's been doing really, really good. And again, with the segment tonight with having Maurice do his dirty work, I love that. I think that was great. So I was just thinking as I was watching, I was like, well, damn, you know, we talked about last week how he was in the main event at WrestleMania. And, you know, that was one of the best stretches of his career. But I think right now he's in that stretch. And I think because, you know, there's not as much depth in the main event as there is in the mid card, why not let Ziggler have that and give Miz, you know, a 2-3 month push in the main event and see if he can capture the title in a couple of months.
Yeah, you know what? I like that. I wouldn't be upset with that because you're right. Dolph Ziggler has positioned himself, I think, to be able to take control of the mid card and to produce some really interesting mid card matches and some feuds. So that would be good. But the Miz, yeah, if he's positioned himself to be most likely injected into that main event at some point, because I also think it helps out too that he's also having this kind of, I mean, just not getting along with the GM, Daniel Bryan. I think that plays into it very well. When you have a guy who's going for the title and he's not really with the authority figures like Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, he's not really, you know, connected with them well, or, you know, they're having arguments and stuff. So I think that helps out. That would be great. The Miz possibly going up, and then you have all that stuff going on with Daniel Bryan. And it makes out to be, and especially just look back at NXT, Samoa Joe and William Regal, how much they were kind of feuding and going at it. That would be something great with The Miz going up and possibly winning, or if not challenging for the title. You could have that with him and Daniel Bryan. That would be good. I think I would enjoy that. And you're right, though. The Miz has kind of in the past few weeks separated himself from some of the pack. I mean, he's been maybe the best part of the show. I mean, Heath Slater obviously stealing the show every time, but with the Talking Smack segment, he's created a lot of buzz for himself, and that's only going to help out, and that's something that they could capitalize on.
So I got points and then I go, because I'm sure you got callers. But what about what about Money in the Bank? Now, I know we're kind of far off for Money in the Bank, but what about having the Miz capture the briefcase again and, you know, have him capture the title that way before then? How do you feel about that?
I just don't know what they're going to do. Like you said, it's really far away, so I don't know what Money in the Bank is going to be like, if it's going to be like in the past where the SmackDown and Raw have Money in the Bank ladder matches to see who gets a shot at the title. But I don't know what it's going to be like. And The thing is, it's very hard to tell because who knows what it's going to be like. I mean, what is it? Months from now. I think
right.
when is Money in the Bank? Usually in like March or so. It's
right.
a long time till Money in the Bank.
Well, I understand. It's just a thought that I had. I was thinking in my head, like, I wonder if they're going to have separate briefcases. But my last point is we knew that the Usos were going to turn. I was reading that the Usos were going to feud with American Alpha. I'm just happy the way that they did it. They looked vicious. They looked ruthless. And their promo with Renee Young, you know, I think their promo was pretty good. So
yeah.
I am excited as far as the tag team matches at Backlash because I want to see how that plays into, you know, the tournament. I am looking forward to the women's match. I just hope it's not as sloppy as it looked tonight as far as the main event goes. I think we got AJ, and I think it's time for Ziggler to win that Intercontinental title.
Okay. Okay, very, very good point. Interesting. I don't think I've heard many people saying Ziggler winning the title, so that's interesting. Thanks for the call, though. Very good call in, and yeah, I mean, The Miz, I think that was the most interesting point made. Was that The Miz now has created so much buzz for himself that it would be possibly a good thing to just have him in the main event. So I would be sold on that. The Miz has been great. But with the Usos, not just what they did in the ring and attacking American Alpha, but that segment with Renee Young, that sold me on it. These guys are going to be good. They look comfortable. As in that character, sometimes we don't see them look comfortable because it's been a long time since they've either been here or have never done it in the WWE. They looked very comfortable with it, and they look good. I'm excited for if they end up winning the titles because it's now. I think I just got a tweet: the Usos, Hype Bros, and Heath Slater and Rhino. If the Usos do end up winning the titles, I would love to see them in American Alpha go at it because, again, I'm sold on the Usos. I think they did a great job. And moving forward, they could be a good tag team, a good heel tag team for the SmackDown Tag Team Division. Area code 606. Area code 606. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Shane from Kentucky.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe Jane. How are you, sir?
I am doing good. Well, I think I'm doing better than most because even if that was like the worst show ever on WWE TV, I'm still going to my first WWE pay-per-view this Sunday. So I don't think there's anything they could have done for me to say, wow, this was really horrible. But that's why I got you guys to kind of, you know, bring me back down to earth and tell me if something sucks. But
what did you
think about SmackDown?
I was mildly surprised with this SmackDown in the sense that I don't think it was underwhelming, but I don't think it was overwhelming. Could they have built a little better to Backlash? Sure. But I think you're really starting to see the holes in the SmackDown roster with the lack of depth, not just in one division, but overall. Because you got to think about this. They're now having to fill that undercard of that pay-per-view with a tag match between the Hype Brothers and Usos. The winner of that then goes on to face Slater and Rhino. Basically made your entire mid-card, your tag division and women's division, because think about this. After Miz and Dolph get done, who's going to fight next for the Intercontinental title? How many singles wrestlers are left on the SmackDown roster that's a legitimate
right.
contender for the IC belt?
Right. Yeah. How many times can they just recycle through the same feuds? I get that point. And that's what they got to deal with Apollo Crews. That's why Kurt Hawkins.
Baron Corbin, another guy that's
going to
be interesting.
Baron Corbin, man, that guy, I hope they do something good with him because I could see him as an Intercontinental champion and do fantastic as a champion.
Yeah, I agree.
There's also Kalisto, too. I think is another name that could possibly do some things in the SmackDown, in the mid-card. So there are some guys, but yeah, I mean, who knows at this point? Dolph Ziggler and The Miz right now, it's good. I think it's going to be a good match. So I'm excited
for
that.
I think that match may end up surprising a lot of people with how good it was because I think you look back at SummerSlam, I felt like Ziggler carried Ambrose through that match. Even though it wasn't the best of matches, I felt like Ziggler was putting more effort in. I'm going to be very interested to see what happens when him and Miz get in the ring, both of them with a chip on their shoulder and something to prove. I think you may have a potential match stealer there.
Yeah.
Another
I
match
think so.
Of the night stealer.
Yeah, and people don't give the Miz enough credit, and I try and say this as much as I can, and people are starting to realize it, but the Miz is good in the ring. He's solid.
Oh, he's very solid. He is very solid.
Yeah. I mean, he does everything right, and he's entertaining too. And so we're going to see Dolph Ziggler and the Miz possibly put on, like you said, one of the best matches of the show. And this is what needs to happen for Backlash is we need this show that we get something out of. We get either Dolph Ziggler or The Miz have a great match. We're like, wow, you know, that's something that makes me want to watch the next time. Because I think that this sets the tone for SmackDown now. Because this is the first exclusive pay-per-view. So this is setting the tone for the rest of the show.
I have two quick points I want to make. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. The first point. Watch out for that women's match. I think it will be a very good match, and I think they are positioning the SmackDown's women's division to probably have one to two feuds going nonstop from here on in, and I think you'll see maybe another talent or two get pulled in. I think they're going to make that a big part of the SmackDown show overall. Second of all, mark my words, this Backlash pay-per-view, if they are smart, they will book it and execute it like an NXT takeover. Because they have about the same size roster as NXT. They definitely have talent from NXT or that can put on those high-quality wrestling matches. If they are smart, they will book this pay-per-view like a takeover, and it will shock the world.
Yeah, and that's a good point, too, because the comparisons made between SmackDown and NXT, I think they're true. I think SmackDown literally is a two-hour NXT show. And to be booked like TakeOver, yeah, just kind of steal the hearts of every wrestling fan with just great matches. And instead
great,
of all
great
this
matches,
you know,
and
crazy storyline, that's what I like about SmackDown sometimes. It's just simple, and it just gets the job done. Raw tries to be too complicated at times because they're going for the home run every time. SmackDown doesn't need to do that. To your point, they should just go out there and have the best wrestling matches so the next time SmackDown has a pay-per-view, we're like, you know what? Last time, there were three or four matches. I was like, wow, you know what? That was really good. So I'm going to watch next time. I'm going to know. This again, sets the tone, and that's a good way to do it. Don't hammer us down with storyline or crazy finishes. Just give us a good match, a really good match up and down the card. And then again, it sets the tone for SmackDown the rest of the way. Then we know that these pay-per-views are going to be good. There's something to watch. And that makes us want to watch SmackDown live each week as well.
I agree completely, sir.
Very, very good. And again, that was a good point because the comparisons between SmackDown and NXT, I think they're good comparisons. So to be booked like a takeover, I think that could be, I think they'd be good. So good call. And hopefully I'll hear from you again soon sometime.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking your time with me tonight.
No problem. Again, call a number 646-716-5344. So there's some twists going on with the tag team tournament. It's kind of weird, though, that you're having, I think, one of your biggest draws or biggest parts of your show, American Alpha, out of it. But long term, I think it's a good idea. American Alpha, they won. They should have gotten their shot, and they didn't. So long-term, it's a good thing. But for your first show, it's kind of hard to think that American Alpha is not going to be on that show. Because, again, this needs to set the tone. If this is good, then we're going to think every month, you know what, that SmackDown pay-per-view is going to be good. And if you want to watch that SmackDown pay-per-view, you're going to have to watch SmackDown Live. This is a big pay-per-view. Not in terms of this is like a SummerSlam or WrestleMania, but again, in terms of setting up SmackDown for, I mean, the rest of the time they're doing SmackDown Live, and this sets the tone. So it could be interesting. I like the idea of just booking it like a takeover. No crazy stuff, no crazy storylines, just match after match after match, and all good. And I think we can get that. The roster's talented enough. Most of these talents are from NXT. So we can get that kind of match from them. So we'll see. Area code is 773. Area code 773. What's your name and where are you calling from? Area code 773. All right. Going once. Going twice. Area code 773. Not hearing you. Call in again, and hopefully we'll get you on the air. 646-716-5344. That's how you can call into the show, be part of it. But SmackDown, consensus, I think, so far from the callers and what I've seen, not the best build-up, or not at least the best go-home show for a pay-per-view. But this could really change quickly for SmackDown. I mean, we could all forget about that and even forget what SmackDown has been for the past couple of months. It's been good. But again, there are so many unknowns of what this show is going to be like. We already know what the Raw pay-per-views are going to be like because it's mainly the same show we've been getting from WWE for a while. Nothing to me has really changed too much with Monday Night Raw. So I think people know what kind of pay-per-view they're getting with that. But with SmackDown, with the questions about the lack of depth, how are they going to, if it's still a two-hour show, how are they going to keep it entertaining for those 2 hours? And if it's 3 hours, how the hell are they going to go 3 hours? What is the show going to look like? Is it going to look like an NXT takeover? Or is it going to look like these pay-per-views we've been getting with crazy finishes and just a lot of weird stuff and silliness going on? I think, honestly, it's just what SmackDown has been. It's going to be simple. It's going to be logical. And that's a good thing. Because if they take too many chances and it doesn't work, why are we going to watch SmackDown the next pay-per-view? Why would we want to watch it if all they're doing is taking these crazy chances and doing a bunch of silly things and then it just doesn't work and it flops? If we just get a two-hour show of great matches all the way through, no crazy finishes, no silliness going on, I think we then are like, you know what, it's worth watching SmackDown because I know I'm going to get good wrestling. I know that's 2 hours I'm going to enjoy. Try it again. Area code 773. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jansen. Jojan. It's Nicholas Hausman.
Nick Hausman? Wait, what? What? Are you hijacking my show?
No, I'm joining the program while it's in process. Am I not allowed to do that?
You are. I actually wanted to call you and be like, you know what? I really want to. I want to give these people a treat. I want to have Nick Hausman on my show. Because usually, I mean, every time you're the host and I'm just there, kind of, you know, just along for the ride. But now you're my guest. This is weird. This is very weird.
Yeah. Well, here I am. I had to call in because Joe Jan, I host the Raw Rebellion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Boss Vermin, Ross Berman, the Folk City Hustler, we host the Raw Rebellion. And I think we're getting the short end of the stick, Joe Jan, because SmackDown is just, I think, a more entertaining show. I think I can say that.
No, I think it's because it's simple and it's not throwing a lot of things at us and we, you know, because, again, I've been saying it, Raw is really complicated with a lot of the stuff they're doing. So it's a higher chance of us thinking, well, that sucks. SmackDown's solid. It's not. I think it's a show that's not taking many risks, and that's a good thing. It's just keeping it simple and just giving us entertaining things to watch.
Well, it's got more entertaining characters. I think that The Miz. I've heard a lot of praise for The Miz. The Miz is great. The Miz is awesome. Very, very good. Does not need to be in the main event, by the way. I was listening earlier. I think he's fine where he's at. Let other people try to get over. The Miz is already over. The Miz doesn't need to be in the main event. The Miz doesn't even need to. The Miz, like, I would watch a hologram over The Miz as opposed to 70% of the roster. Other people I would need to see live. But most of them could be replaced by hologram Miz.
You'd watch a hologram of The Miz?
Yeah, like, just a hologram Miz that does most of what The Miz does. But, like, you know, it's just he's just phoning it in. I would enjoy that more. But I don't think he needs to be in the main event. And AJ Styles is, I mean, phenomenal. Just great. Like, AJ Styles, I never get bored of watching what he does. He even took that bowling trophy gimmick thing that, like, Dean Ambrose, like, I'm not, I don't know. Dean Ambrose has not clicked with me as world champion. And AJ Styles took yet another kind of, like, weird, forced, trying to be funny Dean Ambrose segment and actually made it work and like made it serious. And that's what it needed, you know?
Yeah. And am I going too far in saying that AJ Styles has been, I think, the best part of WWE television, if not one of the best in the past couple months? Because when I watch AJ Styles, I mean, I just look at him, great matches with John Cena. The promos also with him have been great. And he's kind of built himself up to be this guy that I tune in to watch AJ Styles, and I think it's to that point. We're tuning in just to see AJ Styles because he's that great, and he's funny, and he has the John Cena armband. And the stuff he was doing, you know, the person with the, you have a family, you know, I'm going to shatter this, and you're going to get fired. You're not going to be able to feed your family. Just stuff like that. So good. I mean, am I going too far in saying it's been some of the best?
No, you're not going too far. In fact, maybe you haven't gone far enough. I think that when he smashed that guy's cell phone in the back, right? When he like took it, he just like slammed it against the wall. It's great. Like, and that's the thing is, I think that on Raw, there's probably still like a lot of kind of tension. It feels like there's a lot of people trying to like make power plays. SmackDown feels like a team. It feels like a team show. Everybody really knows their spot on the card. I think. I mean that I had. I know there was a caller earlier that mentioned how Ziggler and Miz felt like a big match to them because both guys had stakes, and that's what you want. You want a top undercard match where there's stakes and you feel something, and you want a main event match that you know is going to be for the title and be this blowaway match, and AJ Styles certainly can deliver on that. Dean Ambrose has been, you know, hit or miss with his matches, I think, on pay-per-views, at least in 2016. But AJ Styles, I think, and him are going to – I think they're going to have a lot of fun out there. And everybody on SmackDown just seems to know their spot on the card, and they own it, and they run with it. And even the women, the six-woman tag tonight on the show was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Yeah, and I think you're right. They kind of they know their roles, you know. And I think that's kind of what we're getting from SmackDown. Raw is full of a bunch of those guys that want to be at the top. You know, it's Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, Rusev and all that. But I mean, these guys, the men and women in SmackDown know their roles, and they're just trying their best to either be in the mid card, have a good mid card match. And I think with the women's division too, that's a big part of the mid card. And I think they're doing very well. Carmella, I think, is doing good. It's going to take some time for the crowd to understand that or to really click on with what she's doing. But I think Carmella is doing really good right now. Also Alexa Bliss has looked fantastic as well too. So you're right. The mid card of SmackDown. And again, this may be why I like it. It's just simple. We're getting a tag team tournament. We're not getting very complex storylines as to why these two are fighting each other. Like Rusev and Roman Reigns. I mean, Roman Reigns destroys the wedding cake and all that stuff. Like, okay, I just want to see a number one contender, or I just want to see the Less champion going up against the number one contender, and do it that way.
Less
traditionally,
really the only shenanigans we saw on the show tonight was like that stupid Dean Ambrose bowling trophy thing, and even AJ Styles made that work, right? The rest of the show had a very serious tone to it.
Yeah, it's serious, but it's booked as almost any sport would be. We're trying to figure out who the best is. We're not trying to figure out why this guy is smashing his wedding cake. We're figuring out who is the best. Is Becky Lynch the best? Is American Alpha the best? Is who's going to win this tag team tournament? Is Heath Slater and Rhino, are they going to win it? I mean, it's great. And what they're doing, too, and I want to get your thoughts on this. They're now, American Alpha is out of the tag team tournament. What do you think they do with this on Backlash?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is all, I mean, it's all building Heath Slater finally getting a contract, right?
I would think so.
The tag tournament,
but
at least.
Right. I would think so, but I mean, I would like to see that go long-term and see them get all the way almost to the top and him finally get it. And they get brought back down and we continue this with Heath Slater. But I think this is a good time to, again, get heat on the Usos. I mean, they just turned heel. They took out American Alpha, and what better way to kind of cap that off by winning in the spot that American Alpha was supposed to be in?
Yeah, I mean, again, like the American Alpha and the Uso stuff doesn't really feel like it needs a title, though, right? Like Heath Slater and Rhino like need these belts. Like they need to start programs with people defending these belts and having hilarious vignettes with Heath Slater talking to his wife about how he needs to keep the belts for another week or else they're not going to be able to pay rent. If he loses the belt, they lose the house,
Ooh, whatever.
It may be. You know, right? Stakes.
Wow, okay.
But American Alpha and the Usos, like, that program's got heat. I'll watch those guys fight without belts, for sure. And, mm-hmm. I mean, the Usos turning heel, here's my question for you, Joe Jan, is because since the Usos turn heel, does that make it more or less likely that we're going to get a John Cena heel turn?
Ooh. I don't think we're ever going to get it. I really don't.
Like,
this is just me. I don't think we're ever going to.
There's two ways to look at this, right? Like, either the Usos turned and conditioned the crowd to be like, good guys can become bad guys, right? Or the Usos turned heel, and they're like, we can't do a John Cena heel turn. It's too close to the Usos who just did a similar thing.
I mean, it could. I've always thought there's no way at this point that John Cena is ever going to turn heel. Ever. I just don't think it's going to happen. And again, John Cena is loved by the casual fan. AJ Styles is loved by the hardcore fan. And I think that's the dynamic I think we need to be looking at more, other than just is he a bad guy or a good guy. We need to figure out what kind of fan base they're getting so we can have this clash of two different people and two different demographics. I think that's what we need to look at more, at least what I'm trying to figure out, at least. Because the bad guy, good guy thing, it doesn't work like it used to, or at least I don't think it does. So what they need to attack now is demographic and get the 12-year-old kid against the 40-year-old dude, you know, who've been watching. One is watching John Cena and loves John Cena. The other one been watching indie wrestling and diehard wrestling fan and loves AJ Styles. I think that would be a great clash of demographic.
I don't know. I did it. I saw that, and to me it was like maybe testing the waters to see how a heel turn could go. I think the Usos thing was fire. I think those guys were just spot on tonight. The post promo on the backstage vignette with Renee was a lot of fun. Just beginning to end, SmackDown was just a more fun show for me to watch. It was easier to digest. You know, it's helpful too that it's only 2 hours. But compared to the Labor Day Raw, SmackDown was
brutal. That was the first Raw I've watched in a while. Oh, my gosh. That was brutal.
And I had to do the Raw Rebellion. I had to stay up to, like, midnight talking to people about, like, people call in. All they were calling in last night was, am I right? Like, your show, there's, like, debate about, like, the way people are being used, the main event picture, like, how good people are. Very different. I'm enjoying it.
Well, I like it. And you know what? I want to try this out. We have another caller. I want to keep you on as we get the caller. Me and you are both going to debate with this caller. I think this should be good. You want to try this out?
Oh, God.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I guess I'm here for your rebellion.
Area code 585. What's your name and where are you calling from?
That is Derek from South Carolina.
Hi, how you doing? What did you think about SmackDown? And also, are you excited for Backlash?
Actually, I am excited for Backlash. And I thought SmackDown was a whole lot better than Raw. But maybe, like you said, because it's a two-hour show and it's a lot easier to watch than Raw sometimes.
Yeah, it's just like Hausman said, it's a lot easier to digest. It's just we're going out there and watching simple things. It's just entertaining because there's not a million things coming at us. But what has you excited about Backlash? Because I don't think this was the strongest SmackDown show, but what has you excited?
No, but the WWE Championship match with Ambrose and Styles is, you know, this is what's getting me excited about it. So,
okay.
If AJ Styles wins, I'd be real happy, but I think it's his time because, you know, he beat John Cena and he's looking strong and Ambrose really hasn't, you know, performed the way people thought he would.
And the thing is, Dean Ambrose, he's still good. We know he can wrestle. And what was it, 2 or 3 months ago, we were begging for this guy to win the championship. So this could all change. I mean, AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose could put on a great match, and this could all of a sudden change. And the perception of Dean Ambrose changes, whether he's a champion or not. And then all of a sudden, we're back. You know, we're back to this Dean Ambrose being good again, everybody liking Dean Ambrose, and AJ Styles still being strong just the way he's been the past couple of weeks. I mean, Housen, do you think it could change that quickly? Like just one good match from Styles and Ambrose, and all of a sudden this whole Ambrose thing just goes away?
I mean, it depends on how the match goes down, right? I mean, if AJ Styles is noticeably carrying the bout and selling harder and winning over the diehards more, then it could backfire even if Ambrose does win the match in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think this could be it sets the tone not only for the rest of the show, rest of the SmackDown Live, but it could really change a lot of things. It could, again, change our perception of Dean Ambrose back to the guy that 2 or 3 months ago when we were begging for him to be the champion. But anything else you got?
Another thing is I'm actually excited for the SmackDown tag titles. I'm hoping that Slater and Rhino win because Slater's been a lot entertaining since, you know, he didn't get drafted and just funny. And
yeah, in the crowd. Oh, keep going.
The crowd loves him and they had the kids in the front row. I was kind of wishing I had seen them last week in that vignette that they did, but this was
right.
Good
we got the vision. We got the visual of his kids and his family. And thanks for calling in, by the way. Got some other calls to get to, but thanks for calling in to SmackDown Rebellion. But yeah, Heath Slater and Rhino, I think that's a part of the interest for WWE Backlash and what people want to watch. And what'd you think of his family though? We finally got to visually see his family. I mean, what'd you think about the Slater group?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm confused now. I didn't know who was coming in and who was going.
I took
a call for a couple of minutes. I may have missed the Slater family gimmick, but now I'm intrigued. Now I have to go online.
You didn't see the Slater family?
Slater
I think
family.
The best part was that at the end, there was a kid that had red hair like Slater's and in a red shirt and overalls. And he just looked like he just looked like a Slater.
All right, wait 1 second. Here we go. Heath Slater introduces his family. I'm on our website, WrestleZone, right now. Meet the Slaters. Oh, they're all at the ring? Oh, this is sick.
Yeah, they were there. They were, like, in the ring and stuff, too. I think that was during a dark segment.
Oh, there's his wife. But, met her. And there's Terry, or Rhino. There's this kid. He's doing the yes thing. I muted it. So I'm, wow, okay. They're all gingers. This is all his kids? Oh, this looks amazing.
Yeah,
I love children.
But, I mean, what do you think? Is it an impressive bunch? I mean, do you now look at his kids and be like, you know what? I mean, I want your dad to win. You guys look great.
I look at this, and I just think Heath Slater is the best, one of the best things on TV. Him and Rhino both. I'm a big Rhino fan. Oh, man, this is actually great.
Oh, the video at his house, Rhino eating the crackers was the funniest part of that entire video. That was great, the way he was looking at Renea. But let's try this again. Another caller, area code 402.
No, I got to go, Joe.
You
got to
go? Come on, Hausman.
I didn't want to come on and close your show. I'm leaving.
No, I just wanted to try some things out. Give people something interesting, you know?
It's been nearly 20 minutes of Hausman. They don't want this. Nobody wants this.
Oh, you're right. They just want Jojan. You're right.
They just want nonstop Jojan. I'm going to put it in my veins. I'm going to get all juiced on Jojan. But no, this is your show. I didn't come on to co-host. I just came on. I just wanted to share. I just want to be like everybody else, Jojan. And you're trying to make me feel important like I'm your co-host or something. No.
Well,
not what
I
do.
Mean, trying to make you feel important. You're the one having important things going on, like Bischoff on wrestling, getting an ESPN story. I mean, talk about hitting the big time.
Well, we had a Hulk Hogan on. Everybody's talking about Hulk Hogan.
True.
And
so
oh,
you're
on. Sorry. And me. That's right. Eric had Hulk Hogan and me on. That was what it was.
Exactly.
I broke it.
Exactly. I mean, I don't have any podcasts with awesome wrestling personalities. You know?
Not yet. I'm 31. I'm like 9 years older than you or something like that. I don't know. Like maybe 10. I don't know. I'm old you. In 10 years, you can hang out with Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff.
In 10 years? Well,
no, you'll do it sooner. I started off in comedy and got into the wrestling. You got it right. You got it right from the get-go. You'll do it sooner.
Yeah, I just skipped the comedy. You know what? I skipped it because I would be terrible at it. I'm not.
Well, go take an improv class. All of you listening, go take an improv class. It will improve your life. Go find a reputable, credible comedic institution, local, near you, preferably somebody trained from Chicago. If they're not coming from Chicago, they may be all right, but they're not Chicago, and therefore they're not the best. But, yeah, go find a good school.
I think what this just comes down to is I need to get to Chicago sometime soon. That's all it comes down to. And it'll change my life.
There you go. Do it. All right, I'm leaving you, Joe Jan.
Right, well,
you're doing a great job.
All right. I'll talk to you, Hausman. Maybe I'll call into your show. Who knows? Surprise some people. But thanks for calling in, Hausman.
I was going to prank call you.
And I hung up on him on that accidentally, but I still hung up on him. So he was going to prank call me. I actually thought about prank calling his show and pretending I was Steve Carell from The Office or Michael Scott. But we got a couple callers, two more callers. Then I'm going to wrap things up here. Two more callers. So no more call-ins. The 510, you're on at 402. You guys are good. Those are the last two calls I'll take for the show. But we'll start with 402, area code 402. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Matt from Omaha.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Good.
I'm good. Backlash is Sunday. Obviously, I'm excited. I've been saying it. And I've kind of can't contain myself at this point because I'm going to my first WWE pay-per-view. But Backlash for you, are you excited for it?
Well, I feel like it's a little bit rushed for me. And I feel like SmackDown's maybe at a disadvantage because of that.
Okay.
So soon after the last pay-per-view, you know, and Raw gets that a little bit extra time to build.
Right. Do you think it would have been better? I mean, because Raw seemed like it was better suited for a pay-per-view more quickly. I mean, if they had the September 11th pay-per-view, I mean, I think Raw would have been fine. Then we get more SmackDown, and we're able to build this up a lot more because, again, this is basically a new show. Monday Night Raw is almost more of the same. SmackDown's completely new. It's live now for the first time in a while. So, yeah, I'm with you. Maybe it would have been better to wait till September 25th, I think, when Clash of Champions is, to wait then, and so we can get more of a build-up to this and get more excitement for it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they made the point of saying, well, this is to, you know, thin the roster out and have new guys kind of step up. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like they didn't really do that too much with Raw like they did with SmackDown. SmackDown, I feel like, is fairly thin.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, to me, Heath Slater is really the only guy that's really stepped up from a lower tier, you know, when given the opportunity. But I think they're also at a disadvantage because John Cena's out right now, and they've got to keep Orton kind of on the side for Brock for this house show, I guess. And so
mm-hmm.
he's just been a rush promo with Bray Wyatt. So that means Wyatt's not doing much of importance, which he really never does anyway. Everything they do with him is just thrown together and then falls apart after a month anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, do you think this could change, though?
Flat.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say, is there anything, though, that could change your perception? Because Backlash, again, it's very an unknown show. Is there anything that the pay-per-view can do to kind of change your perception of SmackDown?
Honestly, I think the only thing they need to do is have AJ Styles walk out with that belt.
I think so, too. I would agree with that.
I mean, if that's the end of the show, then it's sealed.
So that's all you need to see, just AJ Styles walking out with the belt.
Well, I think so. I mean, I want to see more than that, but getting people talking and, you know, getting hype for the next show and the next pay-per-view especially, that'll do it.
Yeah, I think AJ Styles is the biggest draw that they have in SmackDown, and he's been the best. And I think if SmackDown is going to be a good show moving forward, AJ Styles needs the title right now. And I think that's very true. And I guess that's the way you feel too. And I agree. I feel like for SmackDown to be a good show moving forward from now, AJ Styles needs to be the champion Sunday night at Backlash.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. Hope you enjoy Backlash.
No
hope AJ Styles does win the title so you can continue to watch SmackDown and then also continue to listen to SmackDown Rebellion. I mean, people are enjoying the show. I guess Housman, too, for the people who watch Monday Night Raw, like Housman does, he has to watch Monday Night Raw every night because he's doing Raw Rebellion. And also, people are still loyal to Monday Night Raw, and that's what they're used to, tuning in for 3 hours on a Monday night to watch some wrestling. Maybe SmackDown's a good relief from that. You get a live show, you're going to get something good. There's meaning behind it. It's not just a good match, you know, like SmackDown used to be. Just used to be the fallout for Monday Night Raw. There's some meaning to what's going on. You have a SmackDown champion, Dean Ambrose. You have the SmackDown tag team champion, SmackDown women's champion. So there's something meaningful there. But it could be just a relief from all the craziness that happens on Raw. Then you tune in on Tuesday, and it's just relaxed. It's just simple, gets the job done, and it just ends up being entertaining. That could be it. It could maybe SmackDown moving forward could just be a nice relief for people who watch Monday Night Raw like Housman does, and they watch SmackDown, and it's just like, you know what? This is soothing. This is calm. I like this. It's just wrestling. It's just a simple show. Easy to digest. Well, one more caller here. 510, area code 510. What's your name and where are you calling from?
What's up, Joe Jan? It's Luis Suarez from California.
Yes, you're the main event of this show. And fitting because you're one of my most loyal... back to back, too. That's right. You're one of my most loyal tweeters anyway. So I think it's fitting that you main event. And you main evented last show. I forgot about that, too. But you watch SmackDown a lot. Obviously, you tweet me a lot about it. So what has you buzzing for Backlash? What has you most excited?
I can't wait for AJ Styles to take that title this weekend. That's the biggest thing. I mean, I started getting into the Bullet Club more, you know, the club, you know, and I've been trying to, you know, YouTube more Ring of Honor stuff in order to watch more of the Bullet Club and the club, you know, and I just love this whole gimmick. It's great. It's worldwide, like they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
you know,
and you're
unfortunately,
right.
We don't have anybody from the tag, you know, unfortunately, we don't have nobody from the tag division to represent them, you know. But, you know, it's something that, you know, the WWE needs a champion, a strong champion, and they have that in AJ Styles.
Yeah, and you know what? The stuff with the club was great, and even before the brand split, it started to become something really good. But I'm really impressed with how he separated himself from that. I mean, I don't think they even mention the club anymore. And even as wrestling fans, because they can say whatever they want. They're fed that, hey, don't talk about AJ Styles Bullet Club. Don't talk about it. And that's how we'll get rid of this. You know, label.
I don't think you need to get rid of it. I think they need to, you know, somehow like keep that together. Like when they do, like how they did in SummerSlam, how they, you know, when the split, you know, and they got together at SummerSlam, and then even that tease with Finn Balor, that was awesome. You know, that's something you got to keep in mind. Okay, it's not, they never, you know, they got separated, not disbanded as a group, and they're still friends, you know, and they got each other's back regardless.
Right, yeah, I'm not saying completely disband them and they hate each other. I'm not saying that, but I think I'm more impressed with just the way he was able to separate himself and not just be a guy from the club or the Bullet Club. He's AJ Styles, who's now an individual that we want to watch every night, and he ends up being the one of the best parts of the show, if not the best.
And the face that runs the place, right?
And he says it, and he's become it. He is the face that runs the place, and it's going to be fun when John Cena gets back, and it's going to be fun when we see either Bray Wyatt or Randy Orton go after the title. Or it could be fun Sunday night when, even though everybody has been negative towards Dean Ambrose, including myself, it could all change.
Oh, I
they
have
could
to.
Put
Don't worry. I have to.
Match. You what?
Oh, I've been negative towards the whole Dean Ambrose thing, too. Like, I like him and everything, but he's just been too relaxed about, you know, I got the champion now, let me just ease back a little bit. Mr. Cool Guy, like he said on the Stone Cold podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think that's a bad thing or a bad route to go. I think they went too far with it, though. It's okay, he's a lunatic. He can be silly sometimes, but we also got to see that side of him that's like, all right, I'm a lunatic, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win this title, not just be the silly guy, like in the Dolph Ziggler match. He's fighting to keep his championship, and he's a lunatic, so he's going to do whatever it takes. He's not going to stand in the ring and dance around and shake his hips and stuff. That's not Dean Ambrose. That's not the lunatic we want to see when he's in a fight. It's fun to see it sometimes to be silly during a SmackDown segment. That's fine because, again, he's a lunatic. He can be silly sometimes. But when he's in the ring defending his championship, that's that he's got to get into a mode of, well, I got to do all it takes to keep and retain my title because he's a lunatic.
Well,
you know, I just think we're
going to this Sunday.
We could, and that's the thing. And you know what? I'm going to let you go here. Thanks for the call. Main eventing the show again, so congratulations.
Yeah, no, yeah. Lucky for you. You know that you're going to Backlash. You know, might go to No Mercy in Sacramento.
Ooh, okay. No Mercy, too. They're bringing back that pay-per-view, too, as well, right?
Yeah, that's the one that I heard in Sacramento coming up. So, you know, anyway, Joe Jan, hopefully, you know, talking smack becomes, you know, maybe you do the show after talking smack, or, you know, keep in touch in between. You know, but other than that, man, keep up the good work, bro.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Again, very loyal tweeter, loyal listener. So I'm glad you main evented. Always good talking to you. But kind of final thoughts as I wrap things up here. This has to be a good show for SmackDown. This has to be. AJ Styles winning the title, that's a good route to go. Hopefully we see something from the women's division that has us interested in as well moving forward. But there's something from this show that when we watch, we got to think, okay, that was good. I would watch the next one. I would watch the next SmackDown pay-per-view instead of this one being bad, having a rotten taste in your mouth from watching it, and just the next pay-per-view be like, you know what? It wasn't that great last time. Is there any point? I could just wait till the Raw pay-per-views every month. I know they're going to be decent. So this sets the tone not only for this pay-per-view Backlash, it sets the tone for the upcoming SmackDown shows, for the next few pay-per-views that they have. And a lot of this stuff that we're saying now can change instantly. Because, again, this is an unknown show. We don't know what it is going to be like for this pay-per-view. Who knows if they continue the route of keeping it simple, or this is where we get a lot of surprises, a lot of crazy things going on. If it's run just like an NXT TakeOver, just go out there, have a match, have a clean finish, just put on the best match you can. I think that's the route to go. Keeping it simple, I think it would be good. But they got to entertain us somehow. There has got to be something from this show that lets us think, you know what? I would tune in next week. I'll tune in to the next pay-per-view. I think that that's just has to go. But thanks for calling in. I won't be here this Sunday, unfortunately, doing the post-show because I'm going to the show. Maybe I'll call in if Houseman does a call-in show. I might call in, but I'm definitely not going to be doing it. I'm excited for Backlash because I'm going. I don't know what to expect from a WWE pay-per-view at all being there because I haven't. But thank you guys for calling in. I think this went a lot better. The first call-in show I did here for SmackDown Rebellion was kind of rushed. I kind of just impulsively decided to do it. So thank you guys. This show a lot better. The call-ins were great. A lot of great discussion. But I'll see you guys next week, and I'll have my own just personal thoughts of what I saw live and how the show was for WWE Backlash. So that should be fun to talk about next Tuesday. So, again, follow me at JJanson34. Follow WrestleZone at WrestleZone.com. This was SmackDown Rebellion. Talk to you guys next week.